These are two Cartoons commercials, which is a three-chain retail store for car stereos, mobile phones, radar detectors, and alarms. And the keynote here is that the actual owner of the place always shows up somewhere in the spot saying, "I'm Rick, the owner of Cartoons," be it ripping off his face and saying it or showing up in an unlikely place.
Step right up and see the most fantastic assemblage of freaks ever under one tent. Gregor, the human turnip. Biff, Baff, and Boff, the Siamese triplets connected by the nose. Percy, the man who doesn't sweat. Bertha, the human tar pit. And the honest car stereo dealer.
Honest car stereo dealer? There ain't no such animal. This I gotta see.
Ladies and gentlemen, consider for a moment the fate of the poor creature behind this curtain. Uh-oh. Obsessed since childhood with the idea that people deserve respect, low prices, high quality, and excellent service. I advise those with weak hearts to leave the tent now as I reveal to you the honest car stereo dealer!
I'm Rick, the owner of Cartoons.
Good Lord, I need a drink.
Hey, Norton, come on down here, pal.
I'll be right down, Ralphie boy.
Boy, we're gonna be rich.
Hello there, pal of mine.
You and I are going into the turkey sandwich delivery business.
How are we gonna do that, Ralphie?
Simple. First, we use your car. Second, we install a mobile phone so we can take orders.
Ralph, I can hardly fit you in the car. Besides, who can afford a mobile phone?
Norton, would you believe that Cartoons is selling mobile phones completely installed for just $399, including a Metro One phone number?
$399 completely installed? Va-va-va-voom, what an idea. It's bigger than you are.
Har-har-hardy-har-har.
Say, Ralph, did you also know Cartoons is smashing prices on all their mobile phones?
Now, how would you know that?
Because...
I'm Rick, the owner of Cartoons.
Well, Norton, what are you doing, you mental case? I can't believe you ripped off your face.
Get out! Get out of here!
Okay, now these are salty dog spots. These are the montage spots. I'm going to give you two of them, the one I played for you and another one, just so you could see how there's some kind of consistency, even though there really isn't any consistency, if you know what I mean.
The Doggington of Salty Hunt. I feel much the same way about corn.
Are you? Thought so.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Here, inside the stomach, you can see the gastric juices. It's for you.
Yes, look me up.
In a size 38?
Well, you feel what?
Next on our program, the club-footed woman dance.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one. Wild.
Come back here, you rabbit.
Watch what happens when I shake my head. You can't figure it out.
Everybody pray together now.
Mm-hmm. My little baby love shortening, shortening.
The salty dog of Huntington. The future is plywood. The doggy hunt of tonning salt. What's that funky smell?
Here, catch!
Oh. All right, gentlemen, lift those legs as high as they can go!
Say, would you mind helping a poor honest American who's down on his luck?
Hit the road!
Of course, I'm not wearing any underwear.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild.
Wendy, I ain't gonna hurt ya. Put down the bat. Wendy, darling, light of my life, I'm just gonna take you to the salty dog.
Hey, Harry!
Yes?
Zipper, you're blind!
Thank you.
Welcome back to all my illegitimate children.
This is your baby.
Now what is it?
Yes, it is.
Now what is it?
Yes, it is.
Now what is it?
Yes, it is.
Now what is it?
The salty dog of Huntington. Don't play with the dirty money.
Okay, here's those two Dr. Charles Ross commercials where I'm imitating a singer. And all a production director would have to really do, if he can do imitations, obviously, is, you know, find some local musician who can play the music for you.
I woke up one morning, my mouth was in pain. I hit a bed too big and suffered in vain. It hurt so damn bad that I wanted to cry. Then I heard about an amazing guy. His name was Doc Ross, a dentist divine. He told me to sit in the chair and recline. He worked on my mouth and no pain did I feel. Then I knew that the legend of Doc Ross was real. So mothers and fathers and sisters and sons to Little East Neck Road in West Babylon. That's where you should go if your teeth come undone. 'Cause Dr. Ross makes dentistry fun.
For a free exam and consultation, including x-rays, call 669-3772.
Well, I had a toothache and it hurt so bad. It was throbbing and a painful and it made me mad. And I won't go to the dentist 'cause he'll yank it out. And I'll be in such agony I have to shout. I'm afraid that the dentist will cause me pain. And the sound of those drills drive me insane. Then my friend told me all about a Dr. Ross. And he showed me how to brush my teeth and how to floss. Dr. Ross wasn't painful, he was really cool. And I sat in his big chair, he's here, he sat on a stool. Then he cleaned my teeth and scrubbed them and he made them shine. And that nurse, their name's Sandy, had a nice behind. So whether you're from Jersey or from other states, trust your teeth to Dr. Ross. Charlie sure is great. He's off Little East Neck Road in West Babylon. If you drive there in your Cadillac, it won't take long.
For a free examination, including x-rays, call 669-3772.
Okay, now here are two more club spots. And in these instances, I got involved with a friend of mine who's a stand-up comedian and a writer of comedy named Steve Morrison. And he just adds an extra edge to the stuff that I'm already doing. So here we go.
And so, the partying plague dragged on. The dreaded boring nothingness crept into club after club, and the party people wept. Is there no place where we can go? Has the great god of partying forsaken us? Is there no one to deliver us from this Muzak hell? Then suddenly the clouds lifted. Paradise City! The party rock club was born, and a small lad with a ruddy face pushed himself through the crowd and declared,
"Every Tuesday, Paradise City is the ultimate party rock club with the perfect rock and roll recipe, playing a full spectrum of music. Ladies drink free till midnight. Guys get dollar drinks till 11. DJ Fingers provides the tunes. The plague is over. Paradise City, 1916 Hempstead Turnpike in the East Meadow Shopping Plaza."
And now, direct from the Broadway stage of the Orifice Theater, a musical advertisement for Rock Mondays at the Cat House in Lake Success. Oh, the curtain is opening and the play is about to begin.
Look, at the clock. It's midnight.
Midnight, and the rock bands are playing, and the crowd's gently swaying to their favorite rock tunes. Dollar bards, that is what we are drinking, and the shots we are sinking with some pretzels and nuts. If you want to know what rock and roll happiness is, then come to the Cat House and meet some chicks.
And the audience is on their feet and they are moved, incredibly moved. In fact, they're moving out of the theater to the Cat House at Lakeville Manor in Lake Success for Rock Mondays. Three live bands, a DJ, free barbecue, dollar buds, $2 drinks, and dancing on their two dance floors.
And the rock bands are playing.